This is the Are You Screwed podcast.
12 to 3 is going to be an entire stadium of sad drunks at Rutgers Stadium.
Three-star recruit. I'd upgrade him to about 3.14159. I call him the Pie Man.
There was like a screw pretty much lodged in my ass the rest of the game.
Don't bring in whoever he was going to bring in to do whatever, you know.
Can you guys roll your R's?
The Are You Screwed podcast.
Arriba! Arriba! Arriba!
I can't.
You can't?
Hugo Williams doesn't have any toes on one of his feet.
What?
No, not, stop it!
What?
Baker's Quakers.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
At some point, you hit the bottom, right?
You eating candy right now?
Yeah.
What kind of candy?
I got some Skittles.
I'm not a big Skittles guy.
They were there, so I took them.
Are you getting pumped today for you going trick-or-treating?
Yeah, of course. You got to. I mean, is your kid old enough? Are you going?
We're going trick-or-treating. First time. Okay. 2.5 by now. So like she gets it. We did the whole trunk or treat at school.
You know, okay, we did that too. Yeah.
This morning. So she dressed up as a nurse.
Nice.
Which is, I don't know if that's like a popular one, like when they're that young. You probably just like throw like a Spider-Man costume or something, like.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I saw a lot of nurses, like maybe like when we were in college, but they were different kinds of nurses.
Yeah. I'm more for when she's that age to be like, yeah, no, dress in full Spider Woman or whatever. Yeah, like
that's a later Adam problem.
That's a later conversation. I'm not gonna think about that right now.
My kid's he's Yoshi, and we
nice.
I got a and we have a box that we made into like a question block. That I have like has arms through, so I'm a question
nice.
Block. My wife's got a or Beth. I don't know why I didn't say Beth. Are we doing the podcast? Are we going right now?
Are.
Is this part of this?
I think we are.
All right. So she's got like more. The baby carrier because we've got the newborn, and the baby's got a Mario hat on her head, and she's got like a green pipe around the baby carrier, so it's like Mario coming out of the pipe. So we got a whole family thing.
Nice. Well, I told you my mother-in-law's in town.
Well,
and so she doesn't. I'm going to talk a little bit quieter because she's in the room over, and I want her to hear this.
Chowing down on some Wheat Thins.
Yeah, we've had no issues with the Wheat Thins this week. I have a surprise costume for her that's in my car right now. It's one of those blow up like unicorns. And she has no idea.
So, and she's like, cool. She'll go with it and like whatever. Like,
yeah, she's gonna have to. Okay. Gonna have to.
You I keep mean, saying that, but like, when she's gonna have to? Like, is she like a willing participant?
Yeah,
like...
you know, I think she will be. Worst comes worse, I'll just wind up wearing it for the laughs.
Oh yeah, I wore the box like walking up to school today.
What, like how much candy do I get to take from my daughter tonight? Like how much? What do I give her? Like a couple pieces when we're done, and then hide the rest. And then sporadically give it out over the next couple of weeks and be like, oh, it's all gone. And meanwhile, I'll just stash it somewhere.
I'm trying to think back to, because like your kid's basically 2 years behind my
and
kid.
And so, but a lot of the candy, like, I don't think she could have a lot of the candy.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause my son can have all of it. I mean, he's 4 and a half almost. He can have all of it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the rules on that are. I mean, generally in my house,
like I wouldn't give her Skittles.
Oh no, you can't get Skittles. For that. I don't think I wouldn't give my kids Skittles. I think he's
Skittles, M&Ms. None can do any of that. I mean, I guess she'll probably love like the Reese's pieces.
Yeah,
the Reese's cups, not pieces. That would
Had candy before.
Not a ton. She loves chocolate, but it's like it's sporadic and cookies and whatnot. Candy, not as much. We're not a huge candy family.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're not either. I mean, there's so many. There's a Memorial Day parade where they like throw candy at you from the parade. So we always end up with a lot of candy over the summer from that.
That's like when you get bar mitzvah, they throw candy at you. But it's like
football
candy.
6-2. Are like, are we supposed to talk about that? Like, I don't know. It's kind of the hype.
Okay, fine. Here's my transition to it, to Rutgers football this weekend. Are you dressing up? Are we supposed to dress up this weekend for the football game?
I've been thinking about it.
When we were in school, I guess last weekend would have been Halloween weekend, right? Once you're past Halloween, then that's not, you don't, or do you get 2 weekends because Halloween's in the middle of the week this year?
No, you get, when you're a college football fan or team, like your Halloween is whatever the Saturday closest to Halloween is. If you prefer it to be, I think, before Halloween.
So
this Saturday is still Halloween at Rutgers Stadium. It's still Halloween.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a scary sight for Buckeye fans. They're going to do it.
I mean, is it too much to dress up like Connor Stallions? Is that done? Is already been done to death? Like if we had a game last weekend, I would have done that. But I feel like it's already been done so often.
Yeah, I feel like I saw a couple photos from the Ohio State Wisconsin game of some people dressing up as him.
Though in my particular case, as I will probably end up on the scoreboard at the end of the third quarter,
it might be worth it. It might be worth it. You know what I was thinking? I really didn't care about
this whole thing. 6-2. They're 6-2.
I real quick, I didn't care about this whole thing all along until he snuck onto the sidelines at a potential random football game.
Oh, that made me like him more. This Central Michigan thing. Oh, it's so great.
I am all in on this dude. Like, don't do anything bad to him. Like, this is unbelievable.
I was saying in the Discord that I think this should all be legal in college football. Like, let's make it all military and like very clandestine and hiding in bushes. And like, let's do all of it. Like,
Matt Rule said, you want to stop it, put some microphones in the, headsets in their helmets, and that's it. Otherwise, it's all fair game. Do whatever you want.
If you haven't seen this photo, you need to waste
travel money. Like, go send the guy somewhere to go steal signs.
You need to see this photo that apparently might be Connor Stallions on the sideline.
Oh, it's amazing.
The coaches of Central Michigan. Like, he's on the sideline dressed as a Central Michigan coach. And it really shows you, like, college sports, while there's all this money pouring into it and everything, it's still kind of a mom and pop operation in a lot of places, and even like kind of in at higher level places where you think that it's like professional, like, yeah, you could sneak onto us. It's not inconceivable. It's not crazy that this guy was able to sneak onto the sidelines. I feel like it's not that. I mean, you see the sideline at Rutgers Stadium. There's 300 people on the sideline.
Do you think we can get down?
I literally have a pass that allows me on the field.
No, you. So I'm saying me. Like, if I wanted this weekend, could I get down there?
We can get you down there. I don't mean officially. Like, obviously, if you want.
No,
like,
I know.
Can we sneak you onto the field? I think we could. I don't think it would be that hard.
All right.
But in like a funny way, like behind it, like we're carrying like a bush, like, and you're hiding behind it. But they're 6-2. We didn't do this last week, right? Like, I wasn't sure if we should. There's a bye week, right? Because I feel like the hype has died down, but it shouldn't, because that was the greatest bye week of all time. 6-2 for 2 weeks.
We've had time to kind of let it marinate and sit and dream, and I have not talked myself out of it yet. I don't know if I'm gonna. It might. I mean, we're talking money line on Saturday here.
It's just a football game. That's it. It's just a football game.
We were texting back and forth a lot during the Ohio State Wisconsin game, and what did they look a little shaky?
They do. A little it's not a lot. It's just you're going into this game and you're thinking, all right, why can't it be 17-10 in the fourth quarter?
Right.
You know, and if they didn't have wide receiver number 18, like, Rutgers would be in, like, it's all him. They don't have anything else on their offense.
He might present some challenges.
He might. He's a great, great player. I would never say anything bad about him. He's an incredible, incredible player. He's fantastic. Okay. He's great.
So what's it going to be like crowd-wise on Saturday?
Oh, I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be fantastic. I don't care if it's like half Ohio State fans or whatever. I think that I've been thinking about this a lot.
Answer this question. This will be the best game atmosphere since X.
2015 Michigan State. People like to bring up that Washington game in 2017 or 2016. That game was fun for like 5 minutes.
That was the Jersey Shore game, the hot tub game?
2016, I believe. That's the game where they like were up
10-7. 2017, was it 2017 or 2016?
I don't remember. It was whatever year it was.
The war at the shore. The hot tubs. I don't know. Search Rutgers football and hot tubs.
War before the shore is 2017.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the original boardwalk game.
Yeah, and that was like that one sack, and that was it. That was like pretty much like what we all got hyped about.
I think there was a punt return for a touchdown by Washington. It just all kind of fell apart. But that was pretty cool that night. But really, 2015 against Michigan State, and that stadium, man, it's like that stadium is awesome when it's full and it's loud. And I think that for at least a little bit on Saturday, in front of a national audience on CBS, people are going to turn it on and say, whoa, I didn't know Rutgers was like that. I didn't know that place was like that. That place is cool. Now, once the football gets started and Ohio State could start to do Ohio State things, and that'll go away quickly or not. But Yeah, people are gonna wow. I didn't know Rutgers was like that. Rutgers is cool.
What if it's like basketball? All I want in a big game when you're kind of not supposed to win, kind of like Purdue a couple of years ago. I just want a big three early. I just want to experience that like momentum, that crowd. But then if that happens, then you start getting greedy and they start playing better and better. And they hang in when they're not supposed to. And the next thing you know, you've got a shot at 17-10 in the fourth quarter.
Well, it's funny because last year, remember, and we talked about this a lot, like they scored first against Ohio State. They were up 7-0. I have the screenshot. We knew at the time they weren't going to win that game. But this year they go up 7-0. I don't know. It's just a football game. Ohio State's having trouble scoring. Rutgers has a good defense, even though you know Tyrene Powell's out for the season. Hope he gets better for next year. But they still have a good defense. They can, I mean, what, 7-0? There is no reason. I mean, score Iowa, first. Right? The whole Iowa thing. I forget if I've said this on the pod. I know I've said it in the Discord. Everyone makes fun of Iowa. Like, the Iowa formula, it works a little bit. You play great defense. You punt the ball well.
We don't punt the ball well right now.
Flint Appleby's better than I thought he would be. He had a rough start, but he's been better recently. But, you know, you talk yourself into getting around. Why not? Why can't it be 17? What's so great?
What a classic time slot, November football. You get noon big. This is it. This is where we belong.
Yeah. This is taking on a wobbly, shaky looking Ohio State team coming in. And anything can happen. They play 60 minutes in the Big Ten football conference, and anything can happen.
Would be so nice.
Winston had an 80-yard. He ran for an 80-yard touchdown. Like when we've been good before, we've had like the statue quarterbacks. Right? We've had Mike Teal, and we had Ryan Hart, and we had Tom Savage. Who like? I mean, I think Tom Savage is actually the last NFL quarterback to kind of do that. That like that three-step drop. Like I'm going straight backwards with no, you know, noticeable athleticism whatsoever. I don't think anyone's doing that anymore. But again, and Gary Nova, it's these statues. And now Gavin Wimsett's back there, like running for an 80-yard touchdown to close out a Big Ten road game. Like, holy shit.
Yeah. It's and again, we texted a lot over the weekend with it. 7-5 seems really feasible, but why not more?
But you know what's great about the next month? 6-2 Rutgers takes on Ohio State. All right, you lose. 6-3 Rutgers. You know what?
Not bad.
That's still got a good ring to it. 6-4 Rutgers. It's getting worse, but it still sounds okay. And then, you know, whatever. 6-5, 6-6. Finish. I think my demand for this season is to finish over 500. 7-6 is fine.
That's
my demand. I'm demanding it.
I'm all in on that because I think, and I haven't been following along a ton. It would be nice to not get stuck in the Pinstripe Bowl.
I'm so torn on it. I really am. I hate
that place for football. I've been there twice. I'm over it.
I think there's a lot of newer fans who like could go to the game that otherwise couldn't. I am in to go to exactly one Pinstripe Bowl in the next however many years. Get one Pinstripe Bowl.
Now, if it's against the wanker of the century, I'm in.
Wait a minute. Dabo could be in. They could. Oh, yeah, they're bad.
They're
right?
4-4.
Oh, my God. We would get. Oh, Clemson. Oh, that would be so good.
Then I think I have to go. I don't think I'll be around, but I would theoretically have to go.
Dabo. They're really 4-4, huh? It's really been downhill ever since. What did he say last year? That we built our program on NIL in the name, image, and likeness of the Lord.
Yeah.
Like a preacher.
He was getting some heat for being a dickhead on his radio show the other night.
Oh, I actually.
But it seemed I was kind of on Dabo's side. The guy was an ass.
Yeah. If you haven't looked at that, I think you should check that out. The Dabo taking the caller. How about Dabo doing the radio show? What happened to the Greg Schiano radio show?
I was just about to ask that.
Where is it?
For a long time, they used to do it for both football and basketball.
That's right.
The Gary Waters show.
Oh, Danny was always out in the crowd asking questions, wasn't
he? Kevin Bannon definitely had one.
Clothed?
Yeah. And then I think they finally wised up around the time of Fred Hill and were like, we're done with this.
Bring it back. Pikel would be great at it. And he'd probably like doing it too.
We got basketball this weekend too.
What was that?
We got basketball this weekend too. Is this week?
No, well, it's Monday. It's Monday. Come on. Monday. It's the, as you know, it's the day after Danny's brother's wedding.
Right,
you didn't
right,
know that?
That's right. That's right. Did you see that ridiculous? The funniest thing was he tweeted about his brother and still somehow like always made it about himself at the end too, which was just amazing. Like brother getting married. He's the biggest he's a big basketball fan too. And then it still just wound up being like in relation to.
He doesn't tweet, but my brother tagged his brother as one of the most underrated Rutgers men's basketball fans. He's as insane as a program as I am, but quieter about it. So pumped to get him married. College hoops Eve. That was the part that made me laugh for our favorite sports season. We haven't had Danny on for explain your tweets in a while. Maybe we need to have him on for that. Danny's on my list here. A couple of Danny related things. Should we get to them or?
Yeah. What do you got?
I got the first one.
This can go in a couple different directions right now.
First one, maybe we'll see at the end. But the first thing I want is Dan. This is Danny / referees. He was getting into it with the referees at the St. John's scrimmage apparently, and he like knows all the referees by name. And I was actually explaining this to Beth. Like that, like how Danny, like he interacts with the referees and how he can't sit down low because if he did it at the rack, he would get kicked out, right? Like if he sat at the rack down low, he would not be allowed to stay for the, not all of the games. He wouldn't get ejected from all of the games. He would get ejected from a couple of seasons, right? Like he absolutely would. We were talking about that on Danny Spaces, which I had never been on before and quite honestly had never really listened to before. I was really happy with how disorganized and weird and like they get like he got like a prank call. He doesn't record any of it, which is, by the way, I think is great. It's just kind of out there. You have to listen live if you want to hear it. And I was really, really honored to be on. And I was kind of feeling my way around. I didn't really know what to do, but it's way more like.
It's chaos. It's the Wild West.
It is. It's just very sports radio. I was expecting it to be, you know, you're getting into something with Danny and he asks you to come on. I'm expecting structure. I'm expecting some kind of, there's boxes that need to be checked and there's minutes. There might be minutes you take minutes at a meeting. I just assume anything with Danny is going to be a lot of structure, and it didn't have any, and I thought it was great. I'm proud of what Danny has done with the Danny Breslauer Twitter Spaces.
Yeah, no, they're a lot of fun. I do usually listen to them after most games, and I looked at I listened to your guys for a little bit. I just lurked. I didn't want to go and try and speak. I didn't want to get involved in it.
I will say this: I was a little offended when he asked me to come on. I thought it was me and him, but it was like me, him. John Newman was there. I think like Mike Broadbent from Rivals was there. I thought I was being asked. He just kind of had an ensemble.
It's a big Rutgers fan orgy.
As much as I like John and Mike Broadbent, like get the fuck out of my way. Like this is my show.
let me run this ship into the ground.
Oh, I'm going. If Danny lets me on, I will run it into the ground.
Oh God. What else do you have on him?
It was really those two things that were related, him fighting with, because he's got a seat for Princeton. He's got a seat down towards the court for Princeton. And I'm all for it. He knows one of the Princeton assistant coaches, Brett McConnell.
Brett McConnell.
What was that? What did you say?
Yeah, Brett McConnell.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I don't know if he's going to like, if he'll be yelling at Brett McConnell, if Brett McConnell will be embarrassed, if he'll have to tell Danny to shut up. Like, I don't know. Like, there's a lot that could happen. I might go. I haven't decided yet.
I'm unable to go to that one. I don't know how many I am planning to go a little bit more once we get the January time frame.
Good.
I think Georgetown was the one that I'm going to try and get to. But other
as
than
a
that,
season as a season ticket holder, let me tell you.
Oh yeah, you
these games are terrible.
Yeah,
some of these games on the schedule are terrible.
Yeah, it's whatever. Not great.
I bought them for next year, not really for this year, but that's a different story.
Yeah. Yeah, Cooper Flagg committed.
Oh, so disappointed. Duke.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Whatever. Just get me Ace Bailey. That's it. Ace Bailey and we'll be good.
Yeah, like there's just so much like to not talk. Like there's nothing to talk about with the whole Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey thing. Just kind of waiting, right?
No, and just get it done.
And you hear rumors and like, you know, there was a time period, what, like Wow, that was 2 months ago now, where it was like, oh, it seems
it's
like
happening.
Something's going to happen pretty soon.
Danny's stalking Dylan at Rucker Park.
Oh, right.
He's like, it's happening.
That's
it's coming.
Right. That was that mid-August? Was that August?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, and like that was like supposed to be like the weekend where it happened, and it didn't. And oh, Danny actually, he didn't get in. He
right,
was like,
right. He stood at the outside. Like, kinda, and then Richard Kent's telling us.
He was like arching his back up, like trying to look over the fence. Richard Kent's out there calling plays.
He's telling us it's September. It's going to happen. Now we're.
It didn't happen.
It's Halloween. Oh, well. Doesn't matter. Football. Football's driving the bus.
Yeah. So, football. You're going. Mike is going.
Yeah.
I'm obviously going to be there as the spotter and statistician for the Rutgers Football Radio Network. We're on our own for tailgating, right? Like, there's no big tailgate.
I need, like, this
Let's
is.
Do it.
This is, no, I'm in, like, mentally, I'm in. However, having the newborn is throwing things for a loop right now, because here's the problem. I would have no issue taking my daughter, who's 2.5, to a little bit, but she will not stay more than like a half an hour. And like, I'm not leaving that game if it's close at that point. So then I get to be in no man's land. However, if we want, and what I'm trying to do is talking the family into going up together for pregame, I would then stay for the game and my brother would drive me back. Charlie could take the car. I think that's the best solution. But if we do that, I don't think we can really do tailgating. I've got to take Nora to like the boardwalk and everything.
I got to ask a question. All right. And I'm sure your mother-in-law is very lovely. What's the point of the mother-in-law?
She's leaving Friday.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, poorly planned.
I'm sure she's a lot. I just mean like that's the benefit of having the that. And Correct. She's again, she's lovely, I'm sure. And she's eating wheat thins and wearing costumes and she's fantastic. But like, yeah, okay, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. So we didn't do it correctly. Mm. 2 more days and it would have been perfect. But yeah,
what would Cheddar Bob do in this situation? How would he get what he wants?
So funny enough, I asked Cheddar Bob if he wanted to go, and he said I can't do. He wants to do Maryland. He had already kind of marked that off as the one he was going to go to, and for some reason he's either working, because we do have some events this weekend, so maybe he's going to be kind of more working than he is, you know, actually spending time with his family.
Right.
He's coming over tonight with the family for, we're going to do trick or treating.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm more meaning from a marriage hacking standpoint. Like, how would he get what he wants while other people suffer?
Yeah. I think he would just probably just go ahead and leave. Craig once again is going.
God, he's a hero. He has to. Again, it's this. I said this. Did I say this on the pod or did I say it? I don't remember. Or texted it. I don't remember. Craig. Like the usefulness of having Craig around during a Rutgers football game, like there's no way he's useful. He must be annoying as hell at home. It's better off if he's not there, I'm sure. It's got to be better, right? It has to be better for his wife if he's not there during a Rutgers football game.
Probably. It just is amazing, though. I just like just from the hearing me say it, he's got 3 kids, newborn twins, and he's gone to he'll be going to 5 out of the 6 home games so far. That's amazing.
You can't beat it. I mean,
that's Hall of Fame stuff.
It's obviously a good husband, right? Because I think a lot of people would say he's a bad husband, but obviously you're a good husband if your wife is cool with that. And your wife is probably cool. I maybe met Craig's wife a couple times. She seems like a super lady. And obviously if she deals with Craig, she must be a super lady.
Yeah, so it's like they've got an Everybody Loves Raymond situation going where the in-laws are literally 2 minutes away, so like they have help, so Craig can sneak away when he feels like it.
and does,
which is good.
It's yeah
good,
no good, absolutely good for him,
you know. I don't know exactly
so many newborns, man.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, a lot of fucking
so many
around. Yeah, I don't know, it's just one of those things where I just think why not us this weekend.
Well, it's just a football game. I know I keep saying that, but like, Rutgers has a good defense. And by the way, I will be disappointed if they just have a run of the mill like 40-7 blowout. I expect more. Yeah, yeah. I expect more from this team. They deserve more credit. They deserve more expectations and an expectation not to win or even for it to be a one score game. But like, can you let me get to halftime and then let's see. Let me get to halftime believing that we have a chance to win the game.
1,000%. It's going to be fun. Beautiful weather. Supposed to be mid-60s and sunny. Can't get a better fall day. It really will be fun to at least get some real juice into that building. I think that'll be really cool, really fun for everybody.
I just want to say, by the way, the tailgate, and Mike and I said the same thing. We are your soldiers. Whatever yeah, you want us to help plan this tailgate, to be around, maybe you can just show up. I mean, Mike will obviously have to take off. I'm actually really just volunteering for Mike because obviously I'm working at the game and I have to do all that. But I will get my stuff done during the week. What I've been doing this season, I haven't even stopped by your tailgate like three games in a row. I've been getting to the game like 90 minutes beforehand, doing all because I have to do some prep work and get the depth charts and stats and stuff. And I used to do it before I had kids, like during the week. And now I've just procrastinated more and more to the point where, like I said, I'm getting to kick off 90 minutes and at 2 hours before the game, I'm counting how many train horns there are, tweeting that out, doing whatever work I have to do. And this, I have no time. I will get to this game early. I will bring food or whatever. I am here to make the most of the Ohio State experience.
I've got to figure it out. I think there's a possibility where it is only me. And in that case, it's more a matter of timing and how much time can I be allotted as a husband to leave for the day, right? Like, do I bank that time into the beginning?
What time does Charlie wake up?
Well, right now we're not sleeping at all.
Right.
I mean, it's just kind of chaos right
now.
So
I'm just saying, like, to sneak out whenever she's like napping from like,
well,
4 to 5.
I have no problem having the honest conversation.
I like the idea of you sneaking out, hiding behind a bush out to your car.
But what I could do, because I think we're all under the assumption, do I bake in the time early and say, hey, listen, we're going to let it just be me. It's going to be cold in the morning. Let me go with the guys. We'll get a good 2 hour tailgate in. Say, hey, listen, I'm probably going to be back by 2:30 anyway. However, I can't help it if I'm forced to stay, if it's a, couple possession football game.
Here's the thing. In my house, I keep saying, and she doesn't care at all. Obviously, Beth does not care at all. But I will randomly say, did you hear that Rutgers is good at football again? How much does Charlie know about the current state of the Rutgers football program? Like, if you said, oh, we're just another game against Ohio State, we're going to get blown out like we do every year, I'll be home by 2. Don't worry about it. Or if you're like, wait a minute, you've been saying they're good.
I think I would have to lie and say they're playing Penn State this weekend. If she knew that if it was Penn State, she'd be like, go, you have to go.
Right. But I mean, is it like, is she going to buy the, oh, I'll be home by 2. Don't worry about it. They're going to get blown. Like, does she know that they're a better team than they've been?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. Yes. But if she was like, how good is Ohio State? I'd be like, oh, they're a top 10 team. She'd be like, right. Oh, they're just as old.
Do you have to like put it in soccer terms? Like, do you have to say like they're
no. No, by the way, how about those Tractor Boys?
Tractor Boys, Ipswich Town. I'm in. Like, I'm not.
Dude, we're gonna have a Premier League team.
This isn't a joke. I've been trying to get into like English soccer for over a decade, and Mike has tried to get me into Chelsea, and they are just a garbage team that I still watch, but I hate watching them. I am so in on Ipswich Town. Tractor Boys, I need to get some clothing. I haven't got a hoodie.
We need to get you to a game.
Oh, that's a lot.
Let's get you across the pond one time.
I'm not Craig, man.
It is. That's a fun place to watch a game.
Portman Road.
Come in there on the Blues and think you're just going to go ahead and smack them.
Now you got me wanting to. Did they play some games? They played some games overseas, but not in America. Poland or something?
I mean, a lot of them do tours. I mean, they keep moving up. Eventually, they'll probably wind up doing some type of tour that might
they're
hit
actually
North America.
They're going to skip the playoffs. They're going to be top two.
Yeah, as of right now, they're top two.
Them and Leicester are so far ahead.
Yeah, Leicester's really good.
Championship football, that's what you hear. Rutgers football, championship football, and championship English football.
Yeah, it's early in the week right now. Come Thursday, I'm not going to be thinking about anything else but this football game on Saturday. I mean, it is just going to be full-on focus on the Buckeyes. And you know what it is, too? I think Ohio State people like us because they've just never had to take us seriously. I'm really curious to see what the reaction would be if we give him a little bit of a scare.
I've gotten very little put, like, you can, if you want to know how little people take Rutgers seriously, like Ohio State people, I've been tweeting out this like wobbly, shaky stuff, and you'd think, and not that I'm trying to do this, like, you'd think that there'd be more pushback from like Ohio State. They're just like, nah, but you can just ignore Rutgers, they're little gnats, or are they scared? Like, they have to be. They're not scared, but it's not just a speed bump on their schedule. They're like, oh, it's on the road. Rutgers undefeated at home. Shiano's got them boys playing hard. You know, they're not scared, but they're not wary. What's the word?
I think they've got respect. I think they have respect. Respect. For Greg. I do think they have respect because of Shiano.
Ryan Day, when he takes a break from yelling about Lou Holtz, is telling his players, do not take them lightly. That he is telling them to not take Rutgers lightly, right? He's telling them. He said,
remember when they got into that little kerfuffle last year?
Oh, that's right. They don't. That's right. What did they fight about? What was it?
When it was that late hit? It was the late hit that Rutgers had or whatever. And then like everybody started the sidelines into it, and Greg ran across and started yelling at Ryan Day.
Is Ryan okay? People hate Ryan Day, but like Ryan Day seems kind of fun fighting with Lou Holtz. Like, I think that's everyone made fun of him. I thought that was funny. Like, fighting with Lou Holtz is hilarious.
Yeah, everybody just finds a way to nitpick on really good coaches. Like, I don't know. I'll still take James Franklin at this point, and Penn State people just hate him. It's like,
well, I understand why it's frustrating when you have the third best team in the Big Ten every single year. You're exactly the third best team in the conference every single season. I understand why that would get irritating when you're, you know, just, I think this one time they won the Big Ten, what, the year they played Sam Darnold in the Rose Bowl. And I think that's their only Big Ten title in like 20 years, something like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of get it. It's almost like a different version of Shiano here the first time. It's nice, but how about you do better, James Franklin? I get it.
That's fair. What do you have anything else written down?
The rack renovations that the Night Report tweeted out.
Those are cool.
Those look cool. If you haven't seen those, check out Night Report, whatever they are, on Twitter. Yeah, those are cool. And it doesn't look like it would change the rack all that much. It would basically, what, it adds like a little kind of, they close off the
both
the lobby.
They do both. They close off both.
Yeah, they close off. They have a little kind of an upper deck that's like an actual upper deck kind of cut off from the from the rest, and it wouldn't change it that much. I thought it looked good, and a renovation that looked like it would pretty much just keep the rack mostly as it is and keep, you know, a lot of the cool things you like about the rack. So that looks good.
You want to go over there? We had a couple of good suggestions in the Discord today, questions wise. Question one: would you sign up for 7-5 now and have it be guaranteed you don't get to pick which of the four games though that they win? Or,
oh right, we have Discord questions, I forgot. Yeah,
or would you be greedy and take your chances and hope they find two? So guarantee one more win at 7-5, but you don't get to pick which one, or you take your chances right now?
I'll take 7-5. I think I'll take it. So that's, I mean, over 500, and we talked a lot, we talked about this last week or 2 weeks ago and in the Discord. The way a record looks is very important. 7-5 looks a lot better than 6-6. And then obviously bowl time, 8-5, way better than 7-6. And don't even get me started on 6-7. They cannot go 6-7. That is an ugly record.
It is.
It's awful. I think you have to take 7-5. I'm, you know, if they, no, you have to take it. You have to take 7-5. Have to.
I'll agree with you on that for right now, but I'm more inclined to say be greedy. Would you rather hear the train horn before every play or have no in-stadium music or sound effects for the entire game?
No band either. This was us from Alec in the Discord. I think I go no sound. Give me nothing. Let the game speak for itself. It's just a game. I mean, I've, you know, if you go to like a high school football game and they've got the band a little bit, but it's just a game. Maybe some Welcome to the Jungle on the loudspeaker at every high school. Done a lot of high school games. They all play Welcome to the Jungle.
It's all the same thing.
I'll take the no sound. I'll take that.
Okay. The last note in there was discuss Danny getting Rutgers to the tournament.
Oh, that's right. I just found out about this, that a couple of years ago, Danny was in person at Wisconsin. Was it at Wisconsin? He made the trip up there.
Yeah.
And someone online noticed that, I think it was Brad Davison, had his foot on the line for a three. And then Danny yelled down to like someone down on the scorer's table, and then they reviewed it because Danny had relayed it, and then Danny took credit for Rutgers making the NCAA tournament that year. They won that game by like 8 points, I think. And yet Danny took credit for them making the NCAA tournament. I love it.
That's great.
He said it was important for game flow. He said it was very important for game flow. What else is on here? We talked about, does Rutgers have a chance? So there's this guy on Twitter that has tweeted at a couple people over the last couple of weeks about how at press conferences with Greg Schiano, it's disrespectful to call him Greg, and that the reporters should all be calling him coach. It's happened. This guy came back on Twitter. So like, what? It's just so stupid. What should you call, if not coach and not Greg, sir?
I don't get bothered by the coach thing. Like, if that's what you feel most comfortable with, like, I get it. Sometimes
this guy's demanding it though. He's demanding.
No, that's just weird. That's just weird.
Disrespectful.
That's just weird.
Not your coach.
That's just
the point that the guy made is said, well, you know, you're obviously like beneath him. You're writing about the accomplishments of others. Yeah, well, Greg Schiano gets credit for the accomplishments of others. That's the whole coaching thing. Is getting credit for the accomplishments of the players.
I think it'd be funny if for everybody, we just started putting like whatever like title or thing they do it is before their name.
So like we do that with everything?
Like Coach Schiano. So
what would you be?
TV producer Adam.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
Or Mitch MC Adam.
What would I be?
Gambling Max.
Gambling. That sounds so like
Gambling Max.
Gambling Max. Like a what Western
Danny script. I still don't know what Danny does.
Danny went to business school and he something with TV contracts. I think I have the Samsung TV Plus. I think he might do something with that. Like that's great, by the way. So like I have everything I obviously do like on a Fire Stick or like elsewhere on the TV, but for some reason the TV always defaults to the Samsung TV Plus like online internet channel. So you have to choose what channel it starts on. I choose the Buzzer channel, which is the old game show channel. And let me tell you, that is a fantastic, fantastic channel. I love old game shows. I don't think I've never done it on the pod before. I've always wanted to start a segment where I review like 70s game shows. Maybe I'll do that someday. But the Buzzer channel, best channel out there. Danny, if you're listening, I'm sure you are. I think you do Samsung TV Plus with your company, does something with their company. Make sure that Buzzer never goes anywhere because it's a fantastic channel. But I don't know what he does. I don't know if he like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what he does.
Trying to think other things, other titles that would be fun before. I'm sure there's a bunch.
The Fast and Deep Rutgers men's basketball team. tweet from the Rutgers men's basketball. There's two words to describe Rutgers men's basketball: fast and deep. If I had I don't have the boing. I don't have the soundboard. Unfortunately, I got to bring that back. I did it like one of the like previously on Zoom. I didn't. I haven't set it up in a while. I got to bring the soundboard back next time.
That's amazing. Oh man, you wrote in the Discord that you wanted a fast and deep chant.
Oh yeah. Okay. So right. So the Rutgers Riot Squad, right? Okay. Or the student section at Rutgers men's basketball games, you have to chant fast and deep. Like it's you're cheering the team on. Like you're like, this is what you are. You're fast and you're deep. And you can also, Adam, this is an important part of it, right? You say fast and deep. Look at my hand. Fast and deep. Fast and deep. Fast and deep. And you're pumping your hand like you're really into the team. You're like, yeah. You do the overhead fist pump, fast and deep.
If you get really excited, you could do it with two hands.
You could just keep going fast and deep. No, you gotta do it right. You gotta do fast and deep. Fast and deep. Fast and deep. And I think that the Riots, I mean, there's no reason to not make this a thing. You're celebrating the team's speed and depth. And I think it's important. I think it's a great way to celebrate this new era of Pikel ball, which apparently is fast and deep.
How about it would be really nice as a friend for Danny after celebrating his brother's wedding, after a big Rutgers win against Princeton to start the season, towards the end, we're going to have Danny get up and do the chant. And he'll introduce it to all of the Rutgers fans there for game one against Princeton.
It might be awkward if Danny's doing it like from like right behind the bench with no like, you know, 19, 20 year olds around him doing it. But I think
it'll be like angels in the outfield, you know, where the kid gets up and starts flapping his arms and everybody starts to do it. That's exactly what it's going to be like.
Overrated movie.
I would agree.
I never liked it as a kid. It also made me sad. The sad movie.
We have a at work. We have I brought this up on a work call the other day because I just noticed it too. We have what we call like the cage. It's where we keep a lot of equipment for work, and it is exactly like remember, you know, the rookie of the year scene where the coach gets locked in.
Daniel Stern, of course.
Yeah, he gets locked in there and starts, you know, going nuts. We have. I want to reenact that. I've got. It looks exactly the same.
Oh yeah,
that is a good movie.
Oh, it's a great. That's that underrated movie. I was talking about Chet Stedman last night because there's Chet Holmgren and Chet Stedman and like no other Chets out there that anyone's ever heard of before.
Yeah, that's a good one. High stinky Cheddar.
Chet. He's my client. What else? Do we have anything else? Was there anything else in the Discord? There was. Oh, if you could do a wedding speech for any Rutgers coach or athlete ever, who would you give it for?
What was your question?
It was the question was if you had to give a wedding speech for any Rutgers athlete or coach in history, who would you choose?
For them, or they're doing it for me?
If you had to give for their wedding, the question the other way is better.
Right. If I want
who would you
a Rutgers
want?
Person.
Right.
I mean, it's Shiano.
Is it? It's Shiano? I feel like Bob Wenzel would be fun at a wedding.
Bob would crack some good jokes.
Right. He gets on the dance floor, right? Bob Wenzel. He cut a rug.
I mean, Greg could break it down.
Oh, that's right. Greg was dancing. He had that weird, the bug eye look on his face. That was so cool.
I mean, he's a psycho.
That bucktooth smile. Oh, he's the best. He's back in the saddle.
Poor Dave White
Greg,
if they win this
Greg
weekend.
Greg Schiano is 6-2 with that shit-eating grin and special teams, and now he's back. He is back.
Well, how about a blocked punt for the first score?
Oh, that place will that place will explode. That place will no longer exist. What else was there? There was something. Hold on. There was something with Knights of the Raritan that I wanted to get to. They have the Knight-tober thing going. That's cool. And so what's the thing they're doing at the, what is it, the end of the, during a first quarter timeout, there'll be a public address announcement about KTR and Knight-tober, as well as a QR code on the SHI Stadium scoreboard. During that timeout, fans will have the opportunity to scan the QR code and give as many football specific one-time contributions as possible. So when that comes up, throw $10 at KTR. Do it. I'm raising money. Do it. Pay the players. Do it yourself. All right, because you know the NCAA and the schools and the conferences, they're still making, you know, they're not paying the players themselves, and we have to do it as fans and supporters of the players. So you should do it. And look, I'm going to be honest about the QR code thing. You can use the QR code if you want, but just go to the website. Just type in the like. That's what I'm going to point my camera at this. Like whatever. Do it if you're at home. I don't know how you're going to know when the QR code's on the screen, but just donate during the first quarter. Go to the website and do it, because that'll be cool. But it is cool that they're, you know, they're going to have the QR code on the scoreboard, and it's just a cool little. It's great. I mean, it's what other schools are doing, right? They're getting involved and helping out with NIL, and it's going to be cool to see that.
What else we got going on?
I'm out of stuff. I think that's it.
I am too. What's the one candy you're looking forward to the most to getting?
You know what? It's funny. It's like, it's not even a candy, but when there's like a Welch's fruit snacks in there, that's always a good find.
You know why? Because it's a nice break from the chocolate.
I'm a big Butterfinger guy. I mean, you know, Reese's like everyone else. Sour Patch Kids I've gotten into recently. Anything but Almond Joy and Mounds bars. Anything
I told you about this last time. I'm not that it's not common, but the Take Fives are amazing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, those are good. We talked about this years ago. Now those are good.
Those are excellent. No, I could. How many Reese's cups would it take before you get sick?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I probably had like four this morning. A couple of days a week, I go over to my grandmother's house to do work to get away from the chaos here.
I thought you said just go over to her house to take candy.
It's what I do. But how many, I'd probably get up to like 8 or 9, I would think, before I started to feel it.
I was going to say about 11 or 12 would probably be where.
That reminds me, by the way, at some point, your brother is supposed to do that McDonald's challenge. Craig, this is from years ago. I'm thinking about eating. He was supposed to do that McDonald's where you eat like a ridiculous amount of McDonald's. Craig, does Craig listen to the podcast?
I
don't think he does.
No.
But somebody tell Craig. I don't know. You know Craig. Yeah. I know. I could tell Craig myself.
We'll see him.
Rob, somebody out there, tell Craig that he needs to eat a ton of McDonald's. I'm sure his wife will let him out to do it.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. So Saturday, 12 o'clock. We'll see what happens beforehand with the tailgate. We'll figure that part out.
All right.
And then,
It's gonna be so fun, man. It's gonna be like, how are the tickets? Is it sold out? Is it close to sold out?
I don't think so. I don't know.
What? Why?
Post game cigars in the parking lot.
People not heard of 6-2 Rutgers? Are people not talking enough about 6-2 Rutgers? Is that the problem?
Yeah, I will never. One mistake I made one time. Not that this is in the same category. Because I was going to say, I asked you post game cigars in the parking lot, and I was going to say, oh, maybe we'll bring champagne and leave it in the car for after. The one time I did that, Louisville 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then no, you didn't do it for Penn State.
No, I didn't expect us to win that game.
Interesting.
No. Big East Championship on the line 2012. I had four nice champagne bottles in the trunk.
What'd you do with them?
I threw them out after. Fucked out. Really? They're tainted.
You didn't want to like do it anyway. Like
no,
you
know, no.
Like
the
fast celebration. And deep, fast and deep, fast and deep.
All right. I'll see you Saturday.
See you Saturday. There's one more thing that I can't remember what it was, so it's obviously not that important. All right, I'll just end it there. Pay the players. Cool. That was fun.
Awesome.
There's like no way we're gonna come up with a better title than fast.
No, it's fast and deep. It's fast.
Okay.
All right, dude. I'll see you.
All right, later.